where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A bottom-up surgery has been performed at Bluewater Health for the first time. The procedure is a minimally invasive alternative for patients with low rectal cancer. General and colorectal surgeon Dr. Jeremy Springer says general surgeon Dr. Cullenway helped him lead the surgical team through the procedure.
We've only done one TATME at Bluewater Health, but using a similar technology and platform, we also treat early stage rectal cancers in a minimally invasive fashion using something called TAMIS, and we have treated 7 or 8 patients with that platform to date.
Chief of Staff Dr. Michael Haddad says he's proud of the surgical team for venturing into new frontiers. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. An unsecured window is being blamed for a daytime jewelry theft at a property on Kerwood Road. The OPP were called to the report of a break-and-enter at an address in Adelaide Metcalf around 4:20 yesterday afternoon. The victim confirmed $650 worth of jewelry had been stolen. The investigation continues. A truck driver in Kingsville is still in shock after a wild turkey came crashing through his windshield last night. Photos released by the OPP showed the damage from the crash. Police say the driver wasn't hurt, and surprisingly, neither was the turkey. Drivers are being reminded to always pay attention to the road and have full control of their vehicles. An international exhibition featuring the work of famed British street artist Banksy is coming to London. The Art of Banksy Without Limits exhibition is opening April 18th at 140 Dundas Street between Richmond and Talbot. It'll feature more than 100 of the artist's works. That includes over 25 certified originals, prints, photos, lithographs, sculptures, murals, and video mapping installations created exclusively for the touring exhibit. A $3.5 million capital campaign for Victoria Playhouse Petrolia is about to get underway, with special fundraisers planned through the year. Director of Marketing, Arts and Communications, Larissa Ellsworth.
We look to kick a campaign off in May, which is coincides with the beginning of our theater season. We have a few other donations, such as this one, that have come in from private residents to help get us started as seed money. But you'll see a bigger campaign throughout the year.
The initiative got an early kickstart. The Margaret Stokes IODE recently donated $25,000. A new elevator to go from the lobby to the balcony and about 10 washrooms with a few on each floor are planned. And over 20 local projects are receiving funding from Lambton's Creative County Grant Program. More than $65,000 is being distributed among 21 groups and organizations toward local arts, culture, and heritage initiatives. Sarnia Lambton Rebound is getting $5,000 to support its Act II Youth Expressive Arts Program. Over $6,000 is going to the Oil Museum of Canada Foundation to support the installation of new historical interpretive signs, an audio tour, and historical flags through the village of Oil Springs. Partly cloudy skies on a west wind, low -2, the wind chill down to -5. On Thursday and Friday, mainly sunny, high 9, and cloudy on Saturday, a 60% chance of showers, high 8 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.